Okay, let's start. Hello, everyone. Welcome to more one webcast from Office 365, this time Active Directory Synchronization Domain Management Federation. Our presenter today will be Doa. Welcome, Doa, to the stage.
Hi, everyone.
I hope you are okay. We already have 15 attendees right now, so the stage is yours. Feel free to start. Okay, do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruno. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining today the Office 365 Active Directory Synchronization and Domain Management presentation for the shared services. I'm going to start sharing my screen right now. And just let me know if you cannot see. All right, I hope everyone can see my screen. Okay, so again, my name is Doa Samah. I'm a senior support engineer for Office 365, subject matter expert, working for Microsoft Customer Services Support Services for EMEA. Okay, so today we will discuss Active Directory Synchronization, Domain Management Federation, shared services, or otherwise called identity management. So some of the session objectives and takeaways for today that we will be discussing is an overview of shared services or identity management, synchronization tools, the common features and additions, managed identities and federated identities, what are the differences? Shared services implementations, some common issues that we have seen that customers have or people have reported that we will discuss the solutions for them. And some troubleshooting for Office 365 shared services issues. So the takeaways we want you to take away from today's session is understanding the benefits and features of shared services with Office 365, troubleshooting Office 365 shared services. Okay, so shared services, an overview. What is shared services? What does it mean? Again, shared services is like identity management, or basically when you sign up for Office 365, your Office 365 portal, your admin center, that's part of the Office 365 shared services. Anything under the user management, domain verification, Active Directory synchronization, password synchronization, ADFS, ADFS proxy, single sign-on. This all falls into shared services. Okay, so the Office 365 tenant or the Office 365 portal, let's go in and take a look. So I have created a test demo tenant for today. So when I first sign in, so I logged in as my admin user, okay. When I first registered, I registered my domain .onmicrosoft.com. This is by default for all of Office 365 subscriptions. When you register, it takes the default domain, which is a .onmicrosoft.com domain. Okay, so here, this is all part of the shared services as I was discussing, the admin center, users, the active users. Here I can create all of the users that I want to make, like for example, Joe Smith. Okay. Okay, and I choose my domain. Since I did not enter any custom domain, it does not show in the drop-down menu for me. Okay, and it automatically gives the license that I have for that user. Okay, This is all part of shared services or identity management. So anything that goes on here on the admin center, not related to any other product, online product, is all part of the shared services. All right. Active Directory synchronization. I have here the setup, the password expiration policy that I want to change, any multi-factor authentication requirements. All of these fall under shared services. And here, if I want to add a custom domain, I go to domains, I add my domain, and it takes me to a very friendly wizard to get started and add my custom domain. So for example, this is my domain, and it searches for my domain to get the information, and it asks me to add a TXT record for verification in my DNS host provider, okay, with steps to on how to do so and so on. Okay, let's go back to our presentation. I don't want to skip anything. Okay, so part of the shared services or identity management, as discussed, is the tenant verification, the domain verification, adding DNS records for verification. And here, what we've noticed is that, you know, some people, for the DNS host providers, once they enter their custom domain, the time for verification could take from 15 minutes to a maximum of 72 hours. And this happens, you know, for many reasons. Sometimes verification is not done correctly. Sometimes you miss a letter or a number in the DNS record. Some host providers take time for verification from their side up to 24 hours. Changes could take, a couple of days. Sometimes also we've noticed that a domain name is taken. So for example, if I create, I'm a small company and I just have opened a small company, and this company name, I'm just thinking of a name, and it actually already exists in another country and it's registered. So if it's registered with another company or another host provider, then definitely Microsoft, you know, pops up a message that this name is already taken. Also, possible reasons is that, you know, it's not valid. As I said, it's already taken. Sometimes pilots are done. Sometimes during pilots or company tests, domains become verified by mistake. So even if I own that domain, when I'm, you know, just testing that domain, I'm accidentally entering it in a pilot or a test portal, and then I forget that test portal, and then I remember, oh, I had entered that domain in the test portal before. Well, I want to take it back, and I'll show you how to do that. And sometimes, you know, simply we forget the password. Also, small names, making small names for the domain is recommended, especially for the .onmicrosoft.com domain when first registering for Office 365. Okay, so as I was discussing in the previous slide, the domain takeover for the pilot. So if I've entered my domain name accidentally in a test tenant or a test portal, and I want to take it back, I want to verify it on my real tenant now. How do I do that? How do I perform an IT admin takeover with Office 365? And of course, this is for a valid verified domain. What we have is an option to sign in for free to Power BI to access the pilot or shadow tenant that was created before the test tenant. And you should sign up with Power BI with that email address of an admin at that mail-enabled domain that you want to take over. So, for example, I added my name, doa.com, to a test tenant right now, and now I want to register for a real tenant, a real Office 365 tenant. And we will go through this step by step right now in the next slide, but I want to explain. So when I go in and I want to now register .com on the real Office 365 tenant, it gives me an error message that it already exists on another tenant. So how do I take it over? I go to Power BI, I sign in with a user at duaat.com and become an admin to take it over. And then I go to the Office 365 portal settings, become an admin, and then when I click there, it will ask me to verify that I am the owner of that domain, of course, so that it can, Microsoft can verify that this user is actually an owner of that domain, not just anyone can enter any custom domain without verifying their DNS records on the host provider. Okay. So this is a short video of one of our colleagues from Microsoft that has made on how to perform an IT admin takeover with Office 365 for the pilot or test tenant. All right. And so Adam's going to take us through this to sign up for the Power BI subscription, which is a free sign up. But again, remember that it has to be signed up with a mail enabled email address of that domain that I want to take over. All right. So he goes to that admin of the Power BI and he signs in with that mail enabled address at the domain that he wants to take over. All right. Then he goes to portal.office.com to become an admin of that user. With clicking on the grid on the upper left and then the admin center, it will take you to the become an admin to take over that custom domain. So yes, I want to become an admin. And then it will ask to verify that TXT record in the domain host provider. So the DNS host provider. And the TXT record is just a record that does not affect the domain in any way. It's just for verification. All right. And then after it's added in the domain registrar, okay, under TXT, it's verified and then it's added, and then we are able to go in and access the Office 365 tenant. All right, another thing I want to go over today is the three identity models we have for Office 365. First is the cloud identity, where we do not have any on-premise servers, so no users on an Active Directory that we're synchronizing from. It's completely cloud users. The second is the synchronized identity, where we have an on-premise Active Directory, and we want to synchronize those users and attributes and groups to our Office 365 environment through the directory synchronization tools that we'll also discuss later in the presentation. And the third is a federated identity, where we have an on-premise identity. We have a local server, Active Directory server, where we will federate to Office 365 using also either directory synchronization or the ADFS. Okay, so let's discuss each one. Cloud identity. In this model, a user is created and managed in Office 365, and the backend of Office 365 is actually Azure. So it's stored in our data centers in the Azure Active Directory, and the password is verified by the Azure Active Directory. An Azure Active Directory is the cloud directory that's used by Office 365. And there's no on-premise environment here, so no local servers, no Active Directory locally. We are creating a completely cloud user. All right, the second is the synchronized identity. And in this model, the user is managed in an on-premise server. So we have a local Active Directory. And the accounts and passwords are stored in that local Active Directory. And we have the option to synchronize those users through the directory synchronization tools to Office 365 with or without their passwords. It's fine. We can either synchronize with password-enabled synchronization or without to have a single sign-on. And the third model is the federated identity. And this model requires a synchronized identity, similar to the previous model, but with one change to that previous model, which is that user password is verified by the on-premise identity provider. So it's verified by the Active Directory. So this means that the password hash does not need to be synchronized to Azure Active Directory because we can authenticate through ADFS, which is the Active Directory Federation Services. But again, we still have to use the directory synchronization tool to synchronize the users and attributes to Office 365 or a third-party identity provider. Okay, what about if we don't want to use the ADFS? Well, yes, you can have a federated identity without an ADFS. And this model, a synchronized identity with one change to the previous is that the user password is verified by the on-premise identity provider. This means that the password hash does not need to be synchronized to the Azure Active Directory, which is, again, the background of server of Office 365. And this model doesn't use the Active Directory Federation Services, so no ADFS or a third-party identity provider. Okay, so again, as we discussed in the previous slides where we signed in to the Office 365 tenant, you can go into Active Users and create a completely cloud user, and it will show the status in cloud. And with the synchronized users, it will identify for you that the users are being synchronized from an Active Directory. All right, so the directory synchronization tools that we have. So we have the DirSync tool, which I believe most people are already familiar with. It's a directory synchronization tool that's used to synchronize your local on-premise Active Directory users, contacts, attributes to Office 365. And once we install the directory synchronization tool, what we do to force the synchronization is import the module, the directory synchronization module, and start online coexistence sync to synchronize your Active Directory with Office 365. We have other tools such as the Azure Active Directory sync tool, which is a bit more newer, advanced tool, which is, you know, no longer needing the command prompts. You just run it, and it's a tool that is run, and it will just run the synchronization for you. Okay. The Forefront Identity Manager. The Forefront Identity Manager is actually used as a server platform for us to check the status of the synchronization of our Active Directory to the online environment. All right. So here, you can also use if you have multiple Active Directory forests. It's great to check the synchronization, any updates, any add-ons that happen. Okay. And the most recent tool that we have is the Azure Active Directory Connect tool, which is a deployment solution for all the other tools. But it's not recommended to upgrade directly from one tool to another. So you would actually have to completely uninstall and reinstall the new tool. So the Azure AD Connect tool is a single wizard that performs all the steps that you would need to have to connect your local directory to the Azure Active Directory or to synchronize the users to Office 365. So, and it's just in four clicks, right? Okay, and the tool is run actually every 3 hours. All of the synchronization tools are run by default every 3 hours. And it's run here through a task scheduler. So it's actually run on your on-premise local server platform. Okay, the Azure Active Directory synchronization, some of the common issues that we've seen is that some issues happen with the local administrator credentials or permissions not being correct. So it causes issues with running the tool. Sometimes you'll have to reinstall the tool or reboot the server. So make sure that you don't edit any settings in the scheduler, in the task scheduler, for things not to go wrong and to avoid errors. Okay. So the synchronization feature comparison of the tools. So as I mentioned, we have three different tools that can be used for the directory synchronization to happen. DeerSync, Azure Active Directory Synchronization, and AD Connect. So what's the benefit of using any one of these? So the features are that, what if I have a single Active Directory forest and I want to synchronize to the cloud? So you can use any of the tools, directory synchronization, the Forefront Identity Manager with the Active Directory Sync tool, with the Azure Active Directory Sync, the Azure AD Connect, all of the tools will work in that case. What if I have a multiple on-premise Active Directory forest and I want to synchronize the multiple Active Directory forest to the cloud? Then you can use the Azure Active Directory Sync, FIM, or the Azure AD Connect tool. What if I have, I want to synchronize my passwords from a single Active Directory forest? Then you can use DeerSync, Azure Active Directory Sync, or Azure AD Connect. Write back of passwords. So I want to write back passwords from the cloud to my local on-premise server. Then you can use the Azure Active Directory Sync tool and the Azure Active Directory Connect. And single sign-on, so being able to log in with the same user and password credentials. Then you can use the directory synchronization tool, Azure Active Directory Sync, Azure AD Sync, Azure AD Connect with Forefront Identity Manager. Okay, so Microsoft Directory Synchronization Tool, what's the benefit? What does it provide? It provides a user management centralization to your local environment, to your local Active Directory. So you can manage your users, attributes, groups, contacts, all through your local Active Directory as is, and synchronize that information to Office 365. User and group management for workloads such as Exchange Online, Skype for Business, Management of most synchronized attributes occurs on your local Active Directory. Filtered configuration for targeted synchronization of objects. There may be concerns sometimes when you want to exclude certain accounts from synchronizing to the Office 365 online directory, and that also you can do through the tools. And it acts as prerequisite for other cross-premise coexistent technologies, the hybrid environment, for example, in Exchange Online. Okay, so managed identities and federated identities. So how does this work? So here we have the Windows Azure Active Directory. So let's say our data centers in Office 365, and you have your local Windows Server Active Directory. All of the user's information is here, and it's synchronized to the Azure Active Directory. So users in this scenario are considered to be managed as opposed to federated. So when a managed user attempts to log in to the Azure Active Directory, such as the Office 365, they do so directly through the Office 365 portal. Okay, what about a federated identity? So by using an ADFS or a federated trust relationship through a security token service, the users are then federated, their identity is federated, then a user logging in to the Azure Active Directory based service starts by entering their username and password on the Azure Active Directory portal. However, instead of entering their password on that page, they are redirected to the Active Directory Federation services for authentication by the external authentication service. Okay, so single sign-on. What is single sign-on? So single sign-on is like a seamless sign-in process. You log in with the same user credentials, your username and password, as you do in the office, as you do outside the office. Right? So it allows you and your users to access Microsoft Cloud services with your Active Directory corporate credentials. Single sign-on requires both a security token service infrastructure and an Active Directory synchronization. So here, the user is sitting outside the organization, but she's able to log in to all of the Microsoft online services through authentication. All right, so what are the steps that we have to do to implement for a single sign-on? Okay, prepare for single sign-on, set up your on-premise security token service, set up the directory synchronization, as we previously discussed, verify single sign-on, and that's it. The user will be able to log in to the Office 365 environment, authenticated in both on-premise environments as they do in the office. So ADFS, the redirect occurs of ADFS by Azure Active Directory, knowing that the user's account is federated as opposed to managed. So what we discussed in the previous slide here, federated as opposed to managed. All right. Then issuing a 302 redirect to his or her browser with the address of the federation provider, right? So the user gets redirected to the ADFS page to log in, to collect the password, to log into the organization. So in this case, after entering their password, they're clicking sign in, and the ADFS is prompting. Okay, so here, how it works is that the user goes to the browser, and then the credentials are verified on the ADFS from the local Active Directory. Then the token goes back and says to Office 365, yes, the user credentials are correct and valid. So some common issues we see are users can't sign into Office 365, directory synchronization is running but passwords aren't syncing, we're changing from a single sign-on solution to a password synchronization environment, or, you know, you get some event ID messages or in the event logs and you're not sure what they mean. So let's discuss these issues and how to resolve them. So users can't log in. What are the possible reasons? A user's password isn't synchronizing after the password synchronization is enabled. Okay, so a solution would be have the user change his or her password. A second scenario is that the user must change their password at the next login checkbox is selected for a user's account. So clear that user must change the password at next login checkbox and have the user change their computer password on the local computer. Wait for a couple of minutes for the changes to sync back to the on-premise local Active Directory and the Azure Active Directory, and they should be able to log in. A third scenario, this happens where the user changed their password in the cloud service portal. So the user changed their computer password on the local computer, then have him wait for a couple minutes, and then the change will happen where synchronization between the on-premise Azure Active Directory and the local Active Directory will update. A fourth scenario that you can have users unable to sign into Office 365 is that user does not appear to be synced to the Azure Active Directory. Possible causes of this issue are duplications of usernames or email addresses, and in this case we would recommend using an error redemption tool, which we will discuss in a later slide. Another common issue that we have seen is the directory synchronization is running but passwords aren't syncing. So at this point you may want to enable password synchronization, and to do this you would start the Azure Active Directory synchronization tool configuration wizard, and then on the password synchronization page select the enable password synchronization checkbox. Another common issue that we have seen with the synchronization that you may receive is that you're changing from a single sign-on solution to a password synchronization. So in that case, Azure Active Directory now supports the password synchronization as both an alternative to single sign-on as well as a temporary backup for your single sign-on experience. Okay, so again, sometimes you find event ID messages in the event viewer on your local Active Directory. What could they mean? Sometimes they're related to password synchronizations, not being updated properly. So I don't want to go through each one of the event IDs, but we have them listed on our TechNet articles publicly. Other common issues with the Active Directory Federation services is a message that you may get which says, sorry, but we're having trouble signing you in. And the error could be related to many things. This may occur in scenarios where you're trying the Active Directory users as a single sign-on, and it's not being enabled correctly, or the user principal name has been changed from the original user and it has not been synchronized correctly, or there's an issue with the Active Directory Federation services. Okay, some troubleshooting tools that we have is the Remote Connectivity Analyzer, and I want to go to that page actually and show you. So this is the Office 365 Remote Connectivity Analyzer tool. And here I'm going to say I have an Office 365 single sign-on issue. And then I'll go to next. And I'll enter my user, which is a test account. Okay. And here I will enter all of the information that I need to enter. And then I go ahead and click perform test, and it starts testing the account for me. Okay, and of course it fails because this is a donna.microsoft.com account. Okay, and it will give me, you know, the reasons why it fails. Okay, and it's very easy to use and friendly, and it gives you a solution to why maybe the issue is not working. Another tool is the identity fix or ID fix directory sync error redemption tool. And the ID fix tool is used as a preparation tool that should be used actually before the deployment of the synchronization. And this tool is really friendly in that it runs and tells you very fast what is the error. So here we have a contact that has an issue with the mail nickname attribute. Okay, there's a character there that should not be synchronizing. All right, and the ID fix tool is intended for the Active Directory administrators before synchronizing to Office 365 so that you don't have any issues when synchronizing to Office 365. All right. I want to take a few moments for questions. So we're going to unmute the audience.
I know Jordi have some question. Jordi Fernandez.
Yeah, so please go ahead and speak up. Okay, so
Jordi, will you? Okay. Do I want only one link for you?
Yeah.
Do you have the link with the event codes in Event Viewer nearby, handy enough?
Yeah, sure, Christina.
If possible.
Can you send me an email so that I don't forget?
Yes,
and this is my email address, and I'd be glad to. Send you the link.
Okay, thank you very much, Dawn. This was everything for me.
Okay, thank you so much. Jordi had raised a question in the chat. The Azure AD Connect seems to cover all the scenarios. Is it then the recommended? This is the Azure AD Connect wizard is the most recent synchronization tool that we use now with Office 365. Synchronization. So yes, it is recommended. So yes, Azure AD Connect, yes. do we have any more questions from anyone?
No, on chat, no. Only Jordi have made the question.
Okay, I'd like the audience to speak up and participate. So if anyone has any more questions, please feel free. Yes, no, maybe. Okay, well then I'll leave the mic to Bruno to take a poll for the presentation. I want to thank you guys all for participating, for coming, for joining today. And Bruno, please go ahead.
We have another question just before
take
the stage. If the Azure AD Connect is paid service, if I'm aware, not Ricardo.
No, it's not.
So for today is everything. Thank you all of the participants and attendees. Thank you very much. And we see you on the next time. Please be aware that we have our blog that will be there, the next webcasts, and our short videos contents. So I will put the address over here. This is the same one from the beginning. blogs.technet.microsoft.com/O365support. Okay?
Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Bruno.
Cheers.
Bye.
Goodbye.